Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned in to the program today. Don't change the station. I have a message that could change your life for all eternity. We're going to continue with part 6 of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on today's radio program. I'm telling you, this is a powerful message, and I pray that you will allow this word to go down deep in your spirit, laying hold of the truth that will set you free. So listen carefully now as we continue with part 6 of this awesome message.
The emerging church leaders say this. They say, Christianity needs to be rethought. It needs to be redone to reach the postmodern generation. We need to come up with a new faith for the 21st century. Sorry, that's deception. They say the church must change in order to reach the postmodern generation with feelings and experiences. So they use incense, candles, icons, images, prayer stations, dark sanctuaries, labyrinths, contemplative prayer, yoga, mantras, etc., etc., etc. This chart tells you about the two kinds of churches. There's a discerning church, which we need to be, and there's the undiscerning church. The discerning church, number one, preaches the word. Say, preaches the word. Now, the emerging church, they're getting away from preaching the word. They say if you preach the word, you scare the people. And we want them to come back because we're into numbers. Yeah. So they're not into preaching the word. The emerging church is into dialogue. They're into telling stories and sharing the truths that are true for them. And then they expect everybody in that little congregation to accept everything that everybody believes is truth is truth. But don't believe this is truth. Don't believe this word is truth. They don't want you to preach the truth. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Paul again, talking to his son in the faith, Timothy. He said, I charge you. That word charge means I command you. He wasn't giving Timothy a suggestion. Come on, somebody. God didn't give the church 10 suggestions either. He gave us 10 commandments. I was talking to somebody the other day who's living in sin with a man and not married to him. And I said, when are you going to marry that man and do it according to the word of God? I'm not going to marry him, she said. And I said, why would you not marry him? You say you're a Christian, but your life doesn't match what the word says. Well, I'm a good person, she said. So I know I'm going to heaven. I ought to sick Ray Comfort on her. How many of you know Ray Comfort uses the law to show people their sin? How many of you know the law wasn't made for a righteous person? The law was made for those who are living in sin, who need to see, perceive, and understand that they're sinning against God so they'll come to true repentance. Ah, God, this is good preaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he said, I charge you, or I command you, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. He told Timothy in verse 2, preach the word. He didn't say, Timothy, tell stories to your Ephesian congregation. Dialogue with them. No. He said, preach the word! Exclamation point. Make them squirm if they're living in sin. Make them get uneasy in the church service so they'll repent. Preach the word, Timothy. In season and out of season. When it's convenient and when it's not convenient. Don't you ever shut your mouth. You preach that word, Timothy, with fire like Jeremiah did. Fire shut up in your bones. Some of y'all could use a little fire tonight. The discerning church preaches the word. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The undiscerning church entertains. Come on, somebody. They get their big rock bands up there with all their disco flashing lights. And all the people do is look at the musicians. They're not worshiping Jesus. They're worshiping the musicians. And many people also worship the music. Worship is supposed to be about God. Music was made to worship a holy God. And Satan has come and he has perverted the music. And the purpose of music. Brad, God bless you, Brad. And you, and your little group here tonight. I appreciate you. I really do. You're anointed of the Lord. All of you musicians, you're anointed of God. They're not up here for entertainment. They're trying to lead you into the place of worship. Because they want you to worship God in spirit and in truth. And when your focus is on Jesus, yes, you will experience Him. The difference between you worshiping God and He comes from seeking an experience is huge. See, the New Agers and the Buddhists and the Hindus and the Eastern religions and the emerging church, they're all caught up. It's about, I want to feel good and I want to experience worship. So they seek experience. If you seek experience, you're setting yourself up to encounter angels of light. Come on, somebody. Those are demons. People say, well, you know, I saw this huge 20-foot angel and she was beautiful. And they go on and they go on and on and on and on and on. Well, I question. Yes. Do I believe in angels? You bet I do. From Genesis to Revelation, the book is filled with angels and encounters with angels. But there are angels of light. Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. He can appear to you, which many demons have appeared to people and have spoken to people. I am Jesus. And it's a demon. See, Satan is a liar. So he can name whatever name turns you on. So if you're a Christian, he's not going to come to you as an angel of light and say, I'm Lucifer. He's not stupid. He's going to come to you as an angel of light and he's going to say, I'm Jesus. And you're going to think you saw Jesus. Well, I hope you're getting this. Because there's many people in the church today who are having encounters with Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's another Jesus, which Paul warns us against in the book of Galatians, chapter 1. My God, I could just get a new prayer language right now. Hey! My God! Hallelujah! Number 2, the discerning church seeks approval of God. The undiscerning church seeks approval of man. The discerning church's goal is to make disciples and fulfill the Great Commission. The undiscerning church's goal is new members. We're into numbers. We want to make everybody comfortable so they'll come back. We don't want to preach against sin and we don't want to preach about hell because we want them to come back. So we give them a hoochie-goochie, lovey-dovey, sheepy-sheepy-sheepy gospel. And we pet their sin and say they're going to heaven when they're on their way to hell. That's deception. The discerning church, number 4, appeals to spiritual needs. The undiscerning church appeals to felt needs. The difference is the discerning church, spiritual needs. The undiscerning church, felt needs. That has to do with the soul and the feelings. The discerning church is spirit-led. Woo! Hallelujah! The undiscerning church is purpose-driven. The discerning church is exclusive and sanctified. The undiscerning church is inclusive and tolerant. What does inclusive and tolerant mean? Inclusive means let's just bring all the faiths together. Let's just bring the Buddhists and we'll just have a Buddhist temple right here in the church and we'll do what the Buddhist does. Let's just go over here and let's just accept the New Agers and bring them in and fellowship with them and we'll do, we're Jesus. Everybody's Jesus. We're all inclusive. All faiths are going to the same place. We can learn from one another. How demonic is that? That's deception, and it's straight from the pit of hell. The next chart, discerning doctrines. On one side, doctrines of God. On the other side, doctrines of demons. Doctrines of God, number one. Discerning those doctrines has to do with divine revelations. On the other side, damnable heresies. If you believe the lie of the enemy, and you believe the doctrines of demons, and you live your life out of that demonic teaching and doctrine, you will die and you will go to hell and be lost for eternity. They're damnable heresies. The doctrines of God, number two, sets us free. Hallelujah. The doctrines of demons holds us captive. Doctrines of God produce life. Say life. The doctrines of demons prevent life. Doctrines of God brings conviction. Doctrines of demons tickles the ears. Doctrines of God exposes deceit. Doctrines of demons deceives and kills. Doctrines of God divides in truth. Doctrines of demons unite in error. What are we on our way for? One world, global religion. Unity in error. All faiths coming together. Many not receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. The doctrines of God bring everlasting joy and peace. Doctrines of demons bring everlasting punishment. Some of you might say tonight, well, this isn't a very edifying message. If you will receive the truth will set you free. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes."
We're going to stop right here on today's radio program as this concludes the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation. I pray that you were blessed and informed with the information made available to you in this particular series of messages. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept the truth that you were crucified on the cross at Calvary to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive the finished work of the cross, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my life for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, praying this prayer is only the beginning of your new life in Jesus Christ. You need to get a Bible and begin to read the truth of God's Word on a daily basis. And as you receive the truth of God's Word into your heart and life, you will be transformed by His awesome power. If you can help support this ministry with a financial gift of any amount, you may do so online at the website, or you can send your donations through regular postal mail. My announcer is going to come in just a moment and give you my address and website information. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May He transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.